We're reading Leviticus as we come back and read about the next Feast of the Lord, chapter 23 of Leviticus. We will read beginning with verse 33. The Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. And on the first day there will be a holy convocation. You will do no customary work on it. For 7 days you will offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. And on the eighth day you will have a holy convocation, and you will offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a sacred assembly, and you will do no customary work on it. These are the feasts of the Lord, which you will proclaim. They are holy convocations, an offering made by fire to the Lord. A burnt offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering and a grain offering, a sacrifice, as well as drink offerings, everything on its particular day. And besides the Sabbaths of the Lord, besides your gifts, besides your vows, besides all of your freewill offerings which you give to the Lord, also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you will keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day there will be a Sabbath rest. And also on the eighth day there will be a Sabbath rest. You will take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook. And you will rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You will keep it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. And it will be a statute forever in your generations. You will celebrate it in the seventh month. You will dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites will dwell in your booths, that your generations would know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." And so Moses declared to the children of Israel the feasts of the Lord. And this is only one of several passages in Scripture that describes this holiday, this holy day, this feast that God commanded for His children, His chosen people Israel, to celebrate. In Hebrew language, it is called Sukkot. It is the most happy, is the most joyous of all of the seven feasts of the Lord. And God arranged this year that we finished the epistle of Ephesians and have spent several months now looking at these feast days. And it just so happened that the last three, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, coincide this year with the actual days when Israel is celebrating these holidays. Remember the Feast of Trumpets several weeks ago coincided with the Sunday that we described, the blowing of the trumpets. And last Sunday, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, coincided with what Israel celebrated, or Jewish people celebrated yesterday, beginning Friday night till yesterday night. And 5 days later, on the 15th day of the first month of their religious year, which is actually the seventh month, according to our text, of the actual year, Israel was to begin to celebrate this seventh, this final, this fall harvest. What is interesting is Scripture talks about this feast more than any of the other ones. In fact, many of the events in the life of Jesus, as John describes them in John chapter 7, 8, and 9, occurred during this holiday. Several of the statements that Jesus made that we call his I am statements, he made during this time. And today and next time, and possibly I don't know how many more Sundays, we will look at some of the details of some of the statements that Jesus made as they correlate to this particular feast. And also looking at it historically, this is what Israel remembers happened to them thousands of years ago. And yet prophetically speaking, it describes to us, we'll look at some of the prophecies in the Old Testament, the future coming of Jesus Christ when he establishes his kingdom on earth and gathers Israel in and lets them live with him for 1,000 years in his kingdom. Several of the statements that Jesus made during this feast are, I am the light of the world. Another statement Jesus made is that if anyone is thirsty, let him come and drink of the water that I give to him. And out of his insides, out of his innards will flow rivers of living water. And I'd like us to pay attention to this. In one of the coming weeks, we will discuss both light and living waters in contrast to water that is still water and is not moving water, because Jesus had a lot to say about that. But both of these events occurred when Jesus was in Jerusalem, and he was in Jerusalem because this feast was one of the three feasts that all Jewish men had to. They were obligated to go to Jerusalem to celebrate. What is also interesting is this feast, it was celebrated for a total of 7 days. And being the most happy holiday or feast and celebration to the Lord, it occurred exactly 5 days after the most serious, the most sad of the 7 days. And the reason is that the Day of Atonement is actually, as we saw the last couple of Sundays, a day of national repentance. Ten days prior to the Day of Atonement was the blowing of the trumpets. The blowing of the trumpets was when Israel was called to repentance. And then for 10 days, Israel calls it the days of awe or the days of the fear of God, because they were anticipating, they were waiting for, they were looking forward to the Day of Atonement in anticipation, but at the same time with a godly fear. Hoping that God, believing that God would accept the blood of the sacrifice, that the high priest, as we saw last Sunday, would take the blood, he would go into the Holy of Holies, he would sprinkle the golden mercy seat with the blood. And if God would accept the sacrifice, the high priest would remain alive. And if God did not accept the blood sacrifice, the high priest would die. And Scripture teaches us that when Jesus Christ entered into the holy place, he did die on our behalf, in our place, and brought his blood as a sacrifice for us. And so just shortly days after the Day of Atonement, this Feast of Tabernacles begins. That is a festival of joy for several reasons. First reason is that God accepted the sacrifice for sin on the Day of Atonement. The sins were covered for a year until the next Day of Atonement. But also, if you notice, and if you remember when we first started looking at these feasts, we paid attention to the fact that Israel was an agricultural society. And every one of these seven feasts, in some way, in a physical sense, is related to something to do in the fields or on the farm. You remember with Passover and then the first fruits, and then Pentecost, it was the gathering of the first harvest. When Jesus comes again, it says he will gather as a harvest for judgment day all the peoples of the world. And the godly people, the people, some Jews, some Gentiles that have not accepted the Antichrist and his mark, the mark of the beast, the people that are living in that time, Matthew 25, verse 31 to 34, it says, when Jesus comes and he divides the people into two groups of people, the godly people or the righteous people or the people that have not accepted the mark of the Antichrist, Jesus will invite them to enter his kingdom, his thousand-year kingdom, and they will enter it in. And so this day, this feast in the future, it looks forward to when Jesus Christ will come and live on earth with his nation, with his people. The word tabernacle means dwelling place. In the Hebrew translation, the word sukkah, the word means temporary place to live. It's what we would call a tent when we go camping. And the celebration, historically, as we read the text today, next Sunday we'll read some of the other texts associated with this feast. It reminds Israel of when God brought them out of Egypt, and for 40 years, God provided for them. In one text in Joshua, we read that the soles of their shoes did not wear out for 40 years. Ladies, how would you like the most expensive pair of shoes, the most comfortable pair of shoes you have to last for 40 years? And for the style to never go out of style. Men and ladies, how would you like for you the clothes you wear? The best dress, the best suit, the best clothes you have to last for 40 years. How would you like your meal prepared for you every morning before you woke up? Three meals a day prepared for you for 40 years. Food that in heaven the angels eat. The manna was heavenly food. Even today, as Israel celebrates this holiday, observant Jews, Orthodox Jews, will build little huts or little tabernacles. And they will gather there and they will hang fruit there, things from the harvest. This is for them what for us is our day of Thanksgiving. Our harvest day, when sometimes we decorate our table with the things that God has blessed us with. And so for today, I want us to simply concentrate on the fact that for Israel, this was their day of Thanksgiving for what God did for them for 40 years in the desert. And in today's society, what God has done for them in the past 365 days. And one final thought before we end today is as different harvests occurred throughout the year. Remember, they had a spring barley harvest that they gathered during the time of Pentecost. We studied that at the time of Pentecost. When a Jew would plant his field, he had no idea if there would be rain that year so that his crop would grow so that in the fall he could harvest it and live for the coming year. By the time Pentecost came around, 50 days later, they had gathered in the first fruits. Remember the Feast of First Fruits, the barley harvest. And they praised God and they thanked God and they brought a sacrifice thanking God for the first part of the harvest, looking forward to the final harvest. And notice in your text, if you look at it carefully, it says this Feast of Tabernacles is when you have gathered in the fruit of the harvest. Not the grain of the harvest, but the fruit of the harvest. Because what do you gather at the very end? You gather fruits and vegetables. And then it says you will celebrate for 7 days with great joy because now the final harvest has been gathered. God has provided and you now have food to live for the coming year until springtime comes and you begin life cycle all over again. And that is just from a physical standpoint. Next week, God willing, we will look at the spiritual aspects of what this means to both Israel today and also to the church. Amen.